This is Franz with the Travel Trade Exchange podcast. This week I had an opportunity to do an interview with Jack Spierko at his podcast, the Survival Podcast, where I talked about sailing as a skill for people that prepare, for preppers. If you wish to listen to that interview, you can find it at www.thesurvivalpodcast.com. This week is a special week. I have the opportunity now to share you a story that was submitted by a listener, and this is the first listener-submitted story in an MP3 format I've received, and I appreciate him for taking the time and sharing his story with us. Without further ado, let's listen to what he has to say.
Hello, my name is Jason, and I want to tell you about my first overseas experience. That was in Kosovo. I was part of the UN peacekeeping force there. It was pretty peaceful while I was there. The worst situations we had were a couple of protests and maybe some headbutting, but it all pretty much came to an end as soon as we showed up. Neither the Serbians or the Albanians really had anything against us. So they were at least content with letting us mediate and keep the peace, and they didn't really bother us at all. And for the most part, while I was there, they didn't bother each other too much. We lived in a little camp outside of a town called Vitina, or VT, depending on whether you go with the Serbian or Albanian name for it. And most of my time was spent out in the rural areas. Little towns called Donja Slatina, and Gornja Slatina, and Vrbovic, and Pozron, and a lot of other names that I'd just butcher if I even tried. But I probably butchered those ones too. I really loved the old feeling in Kosovo. Everything just seemed so historic. Wood was still being used for cooking and heating. Still see livestock just stumbling around with a shepherd right behind them. But another thing that really brought that in was on days that we'd have missions, we'd stop by the local bread store early in the morning and they'd be breaking fresh bread right there. And one of the things we liked to get was called Buk de Krem, or something like that. And it was a jelly-filled bread, and it was just amazing. I've never had anything like it since. Overall, I just really loved being in Kosovo, and the culture and the land, everything was just so beautiful. Aside from the piles of trash that were on some of the main roads, I'm not entirely sure what that was all about, but every once in a while on the main roads you'd come up with a big pile of trash that really kind of ruined it for that moment, but the rest of the country just seemed absolutely beautiful, and they managed to put it in one pile at least. One of the things I tried to do while I was there was learn some Albanian. I worked mostly with Albanians and not so much with the Serbians, but occasionally would work with Serbians. But I was young at that time, and most of my efforts for learning Albanian revolved around introducing myself to girls and getting to know them a little bit better. Didn't really help much that I didn't get the time, really devote the time into it, but it was fun anyways. One example of this was I was working with a bunch of villagers in one of the towns, and a girl that I had interacted with several times in the past, they caught us flirting, and they forced me to learn a song to sing to her. They thought it would be great if I sang this song to her. And when they translated the song, she didn't speak any English. My Albanian was about terrible, and this song just sounded like it must have been a complete joke when they translated it for me, because it went something along the lines of this guy singing to a girl that her cheeks are as red as roses and as sweet as cookies. I'm sure a lot was lost in the translation, but they assured me it was a very romantic song. Somehow or another, I remember it starting off with Pila Pila, and that's about all I can remember. She did seem to like it, but she was pretty embarrassed that I sang it right there in front of everybody. Another thing that I really loved about that country was the mountains. They weren't terribly steep, but they were definitely there. And they're really one of my fondest memories. A lot of times we used to have to sit on the border, the Macedonian border, for days on end, sometimes even up to a week, maybe a little bit longer. We'd be watching for weapons smugglers to come by, and we never ever saw any. It was always pretty quiet. The worst thing we ever saw was illegal wood cutting, people trying to heat their homes and feed their families. And we did what we could to discourage them from doing it in front of us because we weren't supposed to allow it to happen. But at the same time, there was really no means for keeping that legal. The tax, it was all about the taxes, and they didn't have the official tax stamp. We weren't supposed to let them, so we'd keep them from doing it in front of us, and that was about what we could do on that. But when we were up in the mountains for a long period of time, we kind of tried to treat it like a camping trip. There was some, you know, aspects of having to do our jobs, but a lot of it was really like a long camping trip. One time I can tell you about, we actually purchased a lamb. Decided the MREs weren't going to work for dinner that night, and a local shepherd just came walking by, and I ran down the hill and bought one off of him. And I probably acted without thinking there because, well, we didn't have much to cook it with. The best thing we had to butcher it was a Gerber, a little multi-tool knife, which did a terrible job. And the only utensil we had to cook on was a shovel. It was quite an experience, and one I'll never forget, and we really enjoyed it. It was probably pretty stupid. And my most lasting memory of Kosovo will always be this one beautiful rustic house that I saw one time. We were in a village somewhere southeast of Vatina. I don't even know. It wasn't an area that I was normally in. And just after entering this really small village, there was this house that just straddled the creek or the stream, and everything there just seemed so rustic and so beautiful. There was, you know, obviously some farming going on. It was in the mountainous areas. It was tough to get to, and it just seemed like a little secluded vacation land. That will just always be, when I think of the country of Kosovo, that image right there is always the first to pop into my mind. And it was almost like a beautiful log cabin of 100 years old just sitting across this stream. And that's my story. I hope you enjoy it. I hope maybe somebody else has got something that they can share with me, or tell me where that place was, or criticize my butchering of the town names. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I want to thank Jason for submitting this story, and I'd like other stories from other listeners. If you would like to submit a story, just join the website, www.traveltradeexchange.com. I will listen to it, and as long as it's appropriate, I will submit it in the podcast, and it'll be downloaded through iTunes for people that download this podcast through iTunes.